The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. A big day to look forward to as well with day one of the July meeting at Newmarket. We also have Doncaster and Nottingham in the afternoon, Epsom and Bath in the evening, and there's also Irish racing from Leopardstown on Thursday evening as well. So a busy day, plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Yeah, I'm in fantastic form, thank you. Enjoying the bit of sunshine that we've got here in Yorkshire today. Still trying to get over the furore of Tour de France in Yorkshire. What a great success that was, and what a buzz. And then, obviously, we've got tomorrow, the start of the July meeting. Absolutely fantastic racing to look forward to. And, of course, it's the July course. It's Stephen Powell.
Yes. I imagine he's got a real spring in his step.
Oh, he will have. Yeah. Well, his weight, he couldn't really get a lot of spring.
Oh,
you know. But, yeah, he'll be a slight spring, maybe.
Yeah. Poor Stephen. Anyway, yeah, great couple of days coming up at Newmarket. And before we get stuck into Thursday's racing, we're just going to have a quick look at the two Group 1s, because there's a few stories surrounding those as we record this on Wednesday morning. And starting with the July Cup, Pimmy. Slade Power is 5-2 market leader. Due Diligence 4-1, 11-2 for Nusa Canarius, 7-1 for Al Jamahir. Soul Power is 11s, 12s for Hot Streak, and 16-1 or bigger price as the rest. Fairly bullish comments on Wednesday morning about Slade Power.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very bullish indeed. And it's interesting to see that Dahlia bought in for a stallion in 2015, and he's a very, very high class individual. He was a wonderful winner at the Royal Meeting. And again, you know, one or two take him on again in the July Cup. He beat both Due Diligence and Al Jamahir last time out. There's no reason for me that those can reverse the form with him, to be perfectly honest. He's in very, very good form, according to the papers. And it's certainly interesting that, you know, the others want to take the chance against him. I suppose they're limited with the Group 1 opportunities, aren't they, when they've got horses like that? So more than likely they have to take each other on a regular basis. But to be perfectly honest, Sol Power last time was just stunning, wasn't he?
Slade Power or Sol Power. Slade
Power. Slade Power was stunning, and so was Sol Power.
Yes. Slade Power.
Be careful with your souls and your slaves.
Yes, of course. Due Diligence is the one that's going to head the O'Brien challenge as well, so he's 4-1 second favourite at the moment. Like I say, no real reason to think that the form could be turned around.
No, I didn't think there was any excuses or you know, any bad luck during the race or anything like that for either of the horses. So if the two horses that turn up at the Royal Meeting turn up at Newmarket, there's no reason why the form should be turned around. I think O'Brien's slightly concerned regarding the weather forecast, as there might be a bit of rain forecast for Newmarket over the next day or two, but
yeah.
Again, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. I mean, certainly in North Yorkshire yesterday, Ponte Carlo, that was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the rain they had there. And yet, we were only half an hour down the road, didn't get a drop.
Yeah.
So, bizarre, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The other Group 1 of the week is the Falmouth Stakes, and Kieran Fallon might be coming in for another big ride. He's in the frame to ride Rizina in the race.
Yeah, again, a really good spare ride for him to take up. He seems to be the flavour of the month, certainly with the Arabs at the moment, doesn't he? And this fella is owned by Sheikh Rashid Dalmuk Al Maktoum. Obviously, one of the Maktoum family. And as I say, he seems to be very vogue at this moment in time. And again, a very, very good spare ride for Fallon to pick up, if that should be the case. But it's certainly the way the paper reads this morning, that's where he's going to go, isn't it?
Yeah, the betting is headed by Integral. 2-1 for Sky Lantern, 9-2 for Rizina, 10-1 for Purrelong, Kyoshi's 14s, and 20-1 or bigger prices, the other two runners. The betting suggesting it should be between Integral and Sky Lantern. Do you see it as being that tight?
I think it could well be. I think Sky Lantern is very, very interesting, and I definitely feel that he's more than like the one they've got to beat, you know what I mean?
OK. Pimmy's siding with Sky Lantern at the moment then. In the Farmer Stakes, let's move on to Thursday's action and the start of the meeting. We've got three races picked out by Pimmy. We're going to look at the first three because they're all very good races, and we'll get his thoughts in just a second.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
We kick off the July meeting with the 140, which is the Bahrain Trophy, a Group 3 contest for three-year-olds, and it's over a mile and five furlongs. We do have betting on the William Hill website as well at the moment, so if you want to have a bet already, you can do so. And the market is headed by Win Shear, who's 11-4, 3-1 for Hartnell, 4-1 for 4-1 for Forever Now. Bunker is 11-2, 10s for Odeon and Vonderforce, and then 16-1 for Honor Bound and the Corsican. So Winshear heading the betting here. Pimmy hit the crossbar on it on a couple of occasions, but Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes come here in pretty good form. One to beat for you?
Certainly a big player. I thought Elite Army, to be fair, was one of my bankers of the Royal Meeting when he carried the colours for the boys in blue. He'd been very impressive at Elite Army at Sandown prior to winning at the Royal Ascot, and nothing went right for him on that occasion. I thought this is Elite Army, certainly a group horse in the making, no two ways about it. And Win Shear, well, he only went down by three parts of a length behind Elite Army on that occasion. It was a very, very good performance, I thought. Again, Group 3 tomorrow. He's knocked on the door. The door hasn't quite opened for him the last couple of occasions. But I do feel he's a very, very good horse. And I say, I think he might have got beaten by a decent horse in the making in Elite Army last time. So I can see where our odds compilers are coming from in making him the favourite. Hartnell, obviously been in top form of late. I mean, he was a winner at Royal Ascot. That was over 2 miles, whether dropping back to a mile and five just might be a slight negative regarding him remains to be seen. The one that is interesting for me is the Gosden horse Forever Now, because he is very, very progressive. Yes, he's got to progress a great deal from what he's shown on the racecourse, but you can only win like he won at Doncaster last time out. The yard can do no wrong. The jockey's riding on the crest of a wave. Mm. OK, there might have been a bit of a question mark re the fugue, but again, that could have been a question mark for a number of jockeys in the Eclipse last week. But Forever Now, definitely a profile that's very, very progressive. He has to progress, don't get me wrong, but it's a typical Gosden horse.
Yep.
Time and patience, and he's going the right way. On the form book, it should be Win Shear, but I'm going to take a chance that Forever Now is very progressive.
OK, and John Gosden has won this race the last 3 years with Feel Like Dancing last year, Shantaram the year before, and Masked Marvel the year before that, back in 2011. So he clearly targets this race. And
yeah, well, to be fair, I didn't know that stat, Mark, but that's also a big positive for me then.
OK. The 210 at Newmarket is the July Stakes, a Group 2 of six furlongs for two-year-olds, a whole host of interesting two-year-olds in here, and Ivor Wood heads the betting at 11-4, 9-2 for the Great War. Jungle Cat is 5-1, 6-1 for Bellardo. Mubtagar is 13-2, Mind of Madness 15-2, and then 12-1 and double figure prices for the rest. What are your thoughts here, Pimmy?
Well, let's just go to the favourite first of all, Ivor Wood. I mean, we saw this one make his debut at Sandown. He was very heavily supported on that occasion. He had a lovely, lovely run through. He led a furlong and out, just pushed with hands and heels, ran on really strongly, and he beat Magical Memory very, very cosily indeed. Obviously, if he can progress from that, then he's a high-class performer. But one or two of the boys he's taking on tomorrow are hardened professionals. They've been there, done it, got the T-shirt. Plenty of them were in action at the Royal Meeting. And you've got the Great War, who ran well. He was a short price favourite at the Royal Meeting, 5-6 shot, when he could only finish fifth behind Bathar Alga. And he possibly was slightly disappointing, to be fair, on that occasion at the Great War. But stepping up to six furlongs tomorrow should certainly be in his favour. You've got the horse that finished third to the Quinn horse. I think that was Jungle Cat, wasn't it? He was behind the Wow Signal at the Royal Meeting. And at the end, that was a good run, just two lengths behind the Wow Signal. Wow Signal was very impressive, as we know. But this fella, again, hardened by that experience, certainly could be very, very interesting. And the other one that I thought might come here with a big, big chance is
Bellardo.
Yeah. Won easily at Yarmouth. Got a lot to do, obviously, from there. But certainly he can step up on that impressive debut at Yarmouth, and from a yard that I very much think I've a great idea about the job.
Okay. So which side are we for me?
I'd like to say Jungle Cat for the wow signal. You know what I mean?
Boost the form.
To boost that form and to boost that. But I think it's got to be Ivor Wood, who was very impressive, I thought, at Sandown.
OK. Ivor Wood, Richard Hannan, good record in this race as well. Richard Hannan, senior, of course, is now junior. So there you go, that's the selection there. Moving on to the final race we're going to look at, the 240 at Newmarket, the Princess of Wales' Stakes. Group 2 for 3-year-olds and older, over a mile and a half. And the betting is headed by Arab Spring, who's 6-4, 3-1 for Hillstar, 8-1 for Cavalry Man and Dandino and Peter's Moon, and then 10s or bigger prices the rest. Interesting to see Arab Spring stepping up into group company here, isn't it, Pimmy?
Well, again, you know, you've just been telling me how good Gosden and Hannan are in those previous races. So Michael Stout's actually won this race 5 times in the last 10 years. Yeah. So he obviously has a strong hand. He's a strong hand tomorrow. Arab Spring just says progression, 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 doesn't it? You know what I mean? He had a big weight to carry in the Duke of Edinburgh handicap at the Royal Meeting, and he did that as if group company was plastered all over him, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's very, very progressive. And as I say, the yard know what it takes to win this. His stable companion, Hillstar, he's a hardened professional at this job. And he ran really well last time out at Bate, getting easily beaten by Telescope. But I don't think there was anything too detrimental about that run, that is for sure. And again, he'll come here with a big, big chance. I'm surprised Cavalryman's so short, because I definitely feel that a mile and a half is much too short for him. And we haven't seen him on the race course for quite some time now. So I'm surprised he's as short as he is. And Dandino, what price is he?
8-1, I think, Dandino.
8-1. He might be a little bit of an each-way slant on it at 8-1, because he's a fairly tough and consistent performer at this level. And I thought Gatewood, whose best form really is up to listed company, might struggle tomorrow.
Mm.
So I think it's between the Michael Stout's two runners. And if I'm going to go one way or the other, I think I'll go with the tried and tested Hillstar.
All right.
To say that, you know, we know what we've got with him. Yes, Arab Spring could well be Group 2 stroke Group 1 material in the future, but we have to take on trust that he's going to step up from that form of the Royal Meeting. Intriguing Group 2, but for me, it's going to be Hillstar.
Yeah, it's interesting to think that they're both four-year-olds, because Hillstar's been there and done it so many times, whereas Arab Spring's quickly improving all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, very, very. But again, he's just a typical Sir Michael Stout horse that over the generations we've known him do. Quietly, quietly, bring them along, and all of a sudden, from winning handicaps, they're boom.
Okay.
Top of the table.
Yeah, should be a good race, should be a good day. Thank you very much, Pimmy. If you'll just spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, we're going back to the three races that kick off the July meeting. In the opening race, the 140, very, very competitive Group 3, as you can imagine. Winshear is sure to start favourite after that valiant run in defeat at the Royal Meeting. But I'm going to take a chance with Forever Now. Very progressive profile. Looks the one to beat. In the 210, the 6 furlong handy sprint, Group 2 status, going to take a chance with Ivor Wood to make it 2 out of 2. And the Prince of Wales Stakes, Group 2 again, going to go with the tied and tested Hillstar.
OK, good stuff for me. Thank you very much. Enjoy on Thursday.
We will indeed.
So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Thursday's racing, the start of the July meeting, and you'll hear it on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Doncaster and Nottingham also in the afternoon. We have Epsom and Bath in the evening, and Leopardstown as well on Thursday evening. Dave Kellner, Craig Forsyth and Ollie Pimlott will be in the studio, so do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.